听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. This month, Studio Classroom talks to John Hahn about his experiences creating visual effects for movies and TV shows. Mr. Hahn has worked on movies such as Spider-Man 3 and The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. His most recent movie was 2012, which was recently released just a few months ago. How are visual effects created? That's the question we ask. Let's go behind the scenes and learn. Now, please open your magazines to page 22 and follow with us as we read today's lesson titled, Making Movie Magic.
Making Movie Magic. Go behind the scenes and see how things are really done.
What does a visual effects supervisor do?
I work with a team of visual effects artists to create things that aren't real for the movie or television screen. We use a combination of artistic techniques, from the classic skills of drawing and painting to modern techniques of computer animation and 3D.
What is a favorite visual effects scene that you personally worked on? How did it work?
My favorite scene would have to be from my most recent project, the movie 2012.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our first day in our Ask the Expert article this month. And as you know, in our Ask the Expert articles, Studio Classroom is talking to an expert about some of the work that they do. Today, we're talking to John Hahn, who is an expert in the field of visual effects.
And we will be learning how Hahn is involved in making movie magic. He's worked on such movies as Spider-Man 3 in The Chronicles of Narnia, and his latest project has been the movie 2012. Now, Chip, a moment ago, you mentioned that his job is something to do with visual effects.
Right, and when we're talking about visual effects, we could be talking about things in movies, such as John works on, or even things in plays or operas, things that are done on stage. Now, visual refers to your vision, things that you see. And effects, when we put these together, visual effects refers to things that you might see in a movie that look real and look like they're really happening, but they aren't really happening.
And that's exactly what our first question is for John. We ask, what does a visual effects supervisor do? And his response is that, I work with a team of visual effects artists to create things that aren't real for the movie or television screen. And Chip was just explaining that visual effects are those things that appear in movies and on television that appear real, but that are not. And it sounds like John has a whole team of people, a whole team of artists who help create these special visual effects.
Right. As you might expect, there's a lot of time and energy that goes into creating and producing the visual effects used in a movie. So his team, John goes on to say, uses a combination of artistic techniques. Now, anytime you see the word artistic, you know that you're talking about art. So artistic techniques would be techniques or skills used to create art.
and some of these artistic techniques that they use go from the classic skills of drawing and painting to modern techniques of computer animation and 3D. So on the one hand, they use some of these techniques that have been around for many, many years. And on the other hand, they like to incorporate techniques that are fairly new, things like animation. And when we're talking about animation, we are talking about a style of film where non-living things appear to actually be living.
Right. We see this style of film in cartoons, movies that are cartoons. And right, animation is a very fascinating technique where still pictures or pictures that don't move are combined to create an effect of movement. So you put all of these still pictures together and you look through them very quickly and it gives the appearance of movement.
And these animated films in the recent past have become huge hits and a lot of people enjoy seeing them. Well, right now we have some more information for you on the difference between special effect and a visual effect.
There is actually a big difference between special effects and visual effects. Special effects are done live on stage when filming a scene. They could be anything from explosions to glass breaking. Visual effects, however, are done after a scene is filmed, mainly through computer graphics. Visual effects could also mean filming different elements of explosions and fire separately, and then putting them back together later.
Okay, very interesting. It's good to know the difference between a special effect and a visual effect. Well, SC goes on to ask John Hahn, what is a favorite visual effect scene that you personally worked on? Now, we could have asked him, what is his all-time favorite or his favorite? But we asked him what is a favorite, so he's probably, he could give us just one of his favorites.
Okay, and then we continue to ask him, how did it work? Well, his response to the first part of the question is that my favorite scene would have to be from my most recent project, the movie 2012. Now, as many of you know, that was a huge blockbuster hit, a huge movie that many people went to see and had a lot of special effects and certainly a lot of visual effects. And John here worked on that movie himself. And it sounds like this is maybe the most recent project is also turning out to be one of his favorite projects.
Right. And this is pretty cool that we had a chance to talk to him right when this movie was coming out and when this movie was new. It was a big blockbuster film. It was a very popular and successful film when it came out.
Now, I didn't personally see the movie, but I know a lot of people who did see the movie and they were very, very impressed with the visual effects. And if you recall, we mentioned earlier that this is not the only movie that John has worked on. He has also worked on other huge movie successes such as Spider-Man 3 and The Chronicles of Narnia. And if you've seen any of those films, you know that the visual effects play a major role in the entertainment of those movies. They just wouldn't be the same without those visual effects.
Right. And in movies such as The Chronicles of Narnia in 2012, the visual effects are pretty obvious. I mean, it's obvious that things appear to be happening on film that aren't really happening in reality. But as we'll see after the break, that a lot of movies, if not all movies, have some kind of visual effects being used. Well, we're going to take a break now, and we'll come back and hear more from John Hahn. Before we take a break, let's visit the chat room.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ashley. Say, Ashley, how come every time I come to the library, you're the only person here? Aren't there other people working here at the library?
Of course there are. It's just that you always come in when I'm on duty and the others are somewhere else. As a matter of fact, we have lots of people working behind the scenes.
Working behind the scenes? Are they working on the movie?
No, Ken. Working behind the scenes means to work away from public view. So, they're in the office in the back. Originally, the phrase referred to those who work in the theater, but do not appear on the stage.
I see. But in today's Studio Classroom article, it talks about going behind the scenes of movies.
That's also an extended usage of the original phrase. People who work behind the scenes don't appear on screen in a movie, but they're often the heroes that bring us the movie.
So their job is to make a scene.
No, you can't say that. Making a scene has a different meaning. If you make a scene, you're drawing attention to yourself by making an excited, emotional display in public. Let's say you find a cockroach in your soup in a restaurant, and you start yelling at the owner and complaining angrily in front of everyone. That's making a scene.
And you also make people around you feel awkward.
Yep. Sometimes here in the library, I see kids embarrass their parents by crying and screaming in public. That's making a scene.
I see. Okay, going back to behind the scenes, doesn't behind the scenes also mean doing something in secret or in private?
Yes, it does. People might have behind the scenes negotiations.
Oh, it's like negotiations behind closed doors.
Exactly. Well, speaking of behind the scenes, I should go behind the scenes and see what my coworkers are up to.
Okay, I'll see ya. Behind the scenes 就是在幕后，这个片语原本是用在剧场，那些在后台的工作人员就是 working behind the scenes. Behind the scenes 也可以指不公开的、秘密的、暗地里进行的，比如说 behind the scenes negotiations, 幕后的协商。另外一个片语是 make a scene.Make a scene 是在公共场合引起别人的注意，也就是当众大闹。我们通常会说 Don't make a scene, 就是不要丢人现眼。 Well, it's time for me to go behind the scenes because it's time for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone.One reason people love going to the movies is to witness something that is not possible in real life. For example, it could be a person with superhuman strength or a fantastic world of talking animals or evil witches. Well, today's expert is one of the many people responsible for bringing these kinds of scenes to life on the big screen.John Han was just about to tell us his favorite visual effect, which he helped create in the movie blockbuster 2012. Let's look down at line 12 and find out what it is.
Making movie magic. It features the White House getting wiped out by a giant wave and crushed by an aircraft carrier. The first thing we did was to work with the director to creatively meet his vision so we knew what he was expecting to see. We had to establish a general timing and composition of the shot. Where should the camera be? How big should the White House be? How quickly should the wave approach?We also tried to establish the mood. Is it really dark and gloomy? Or should it feel lighter and less foreboding?
Welcome back. We have just found out that John Han's favorite visual effects scene that he has personally worked on was from the movie 2012.And we went on to ask, well, how does this visual effect scene work? And he now tells us that this specific scene features the White House, which is, of course, the main kind of government building in the United States. And it features the White House getting wiped out by a giant wave and crushed by an aircraft carrier. Now, this seems kind of like a frightening scene to me.
Right, it does sound like a scary scene where the White House is getting wiped out wiped out. That means that in this scene, the White House is being completely destroyed so that it's gone. If something gets wiped out, then it's removed from its place and it's completely destroyed so that it's not there anymore.
And it happens to get wiped out by a huge wave, and on this wave is an aircraft carrier, which is a really, really, really big ship that would be in the ocean that holds airplanes. So you can imagine this aircraft carrier coming in on this wave and just wiping out the White House, which is where the President of the United States lives.
So this kind of project and just this single scene would take a lot of work. And so John explains that the first thing we did was to work with the director to creatively meet his vision so we knew what he was expecting to see. Okay, now the director is the person in charge of putting together the whole movie. And he's kind of the leader of the movie. So this visual effects team had to meet with that director to understand his vision.
And when we talk about vision, I think the first thing we can think of is our eyes. If you have good vision, that means you have good eyesight. You're able to see well. And in this case, in this context, we're talking about the ability to kind of see into the future, to imagine an idea. And so these visual effects people had to get together with the director because he knew where he wanted this movie to go. He knew where he wanted this particular visual effect to go, and he had that image and idea in his head, and he needed to share it with the people who would actually be putting it together using computers and animation and all of the other things that they use to create visual effects.
Okay, so this team had to meet with the director and understand his vision, understand what he wanted to see in the finished product and what he was expecting to see when the scene and when this movie was finished. And so John explains that his team had to establish a general timing and a general composition of the shot. Now, if you're establishing something, here we're talking about deciding, or deciding and making secure the general timing of the shot, and also the composition of the shot.
Right. Composition is very, very important when you're talking about photography or filming something, because the composition is just the way that things and people are arranged within that frame or within that photograph or within that shot. And it's very important because that gives the overall feel of the visual techniques and things like that that are being used in the movie.
Okay, so every picture and every shot or every scene and part of a scene has a general composition to it, the way that things are arranged visually.
So in order to establish the composition of the shot, they had to ask several different questions, such as, where should the camera be? That means, where should we set it up in order to make it look the most real? How big should the White House be? How quickly should the wave approach? A lot of important questions to ask. And just think, all of this goes into one specific scene. There's a lot of thought that goes on beforehand, a lot of effort that goes into it. Chip, I like the part where they have to think about how big the White House will be.
Right. How big? And
yes.
So the size is part of the composition, and also the general timing of how fast or how quickly should this huge wave be moving. So these are all parts of establishing the general composition.
Right, because they want to make it look as realistic as possible, and so they've got a tough job in order to do that. So lots of questions that they have to ask up front, all to create one special effect. And this, of course, is John Hahn's favorite visual effect that he has worked on so far in his career. So through all of these questions and through the setting up of this composition, he also tried to establish the mood.
Okay, so some of the questions that he's asking is it really dark and gloomy, which would mean, which would communicate a very sad and scary feeling? Or should it feel lighter and less foreboding? And that word foreboding also means scary, or feeling like something very bad is going to happen.
Well, right now we are going to watch a skit, but we'll be back more with John Hahn and Making Movie Magic tomorrow.
The White House just got wiped out by a giant wave.
The White House?
Yes. Oh, no. It's being crushed by an aircraft carrier. Our city is in danger. Where will the president live? Oh, no.
Don't worry. The White House wasn't really destroyed.
Oh, yes, it was. I just saw it on the news.
No, that's not the news. You're watching a feature film. That was a visual effect.
Are you sure? It looks so real to me.
Well, that's the idea. Artists combine different techniques to create visual scenes.
Oh.
They use classic drawing and painting skills along with modern computer animation and 3D.
Wow, it sounds like it takes a lot of work.
Oh, it does. Before they begin, they meet with the director to find out what he expects. Then they try to creatively meet his vision.
Tell me about that scene at the White House.
Oh, well, the artists had to establish timing and composition for the shot.
That's a lot to think about, huh? Oh,
they also needed to decide where to put the camera and what the mood should be. Gloomy or scary?
Well, that movie was gloomy and scary.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, look, there's another explosion and a big fire. It looks so real.
Wait, that is real.
Oh, no.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点我们来看 visual effect 这个名词。Visual 是指视觉的， effect 是指效果。所以 visual effect 是指视觉效果。例如 ,special visual effects made the images of the movie very colorful. 特殊的视觉效果让这部电影的画面颜色非常的鲜艳。相关的名词还有 sound effect, 意思就是指音效。例如 ,many sound effects are created with simple tools. 许多的音效都是用很简单的工具做出来的。继续我们来看的是 wipe out, 这个动词片语。Wipe 本来是指擦干净或抹去，但是 wipe out 是指消灭或彻底毁灭。例如 ,the military base was totally wiped out by continual bombing. 这个军事基地被连串的轰炸给全部铲平了。或者是 ,the police announced that they had successfully wiped out mob power in the city. 警方宣称他们已经成功地铲除了这个城市的黑帮势力。最后我们看的是 composition 这个名词，它的动词是 compose, C-O-M-P-O-S-E, 意思是构成或组成，所以名词 composition 是指构图、构成或成分。例如 ,the composition of the painting is well balanced, 这幅画的构图非常的平衡，或者是 ,the lab technicians are examining the composition of the unknown substance, 实验室的技术人员正在检验这个未知物质的成分。And time really flies. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
Making movie magic. Go behind the scenes and see how things are really done.
What does a visual effects supervisor do?
I work with a team of visual effects artists to create things that aren't real for the movie or television screen. We use a combination of artistic techniques, from the classic skills of drawing and painting to modern techniques of computer animation and 3D.
What is a favorite visual effects scene that you personally worked on? How did it work?
My favorite scene would have to be from my most recent project, the movie 2012. It features the White House getting wiped out by a giant wave and crushed by an aircraft carrier. The first thing we did was to work with the director to creatively meet his vision so we knew what he was expecting to see. We had to establish a general timing and composition of the shot.Where should the camera be? How big should the White House be? How quickly should the wave approach? We also try to establish the mood. Is it really dark and gloomy? Or should it feel lighter and less foreboding?
Well, visual effects are such an important part of movie making. Each year, with the help of new technology like computers, it seems visual effects become more realistic, more believable, and more amazing to watch. Tomorrow, we're going to ask our expert to explain in a little more detail the role of visual effects in movies. What you learn might surprise you. Friends, please join us tomorrow for day two of Making Movie Magic. And as always, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day.